That question was something about
falling. I slipped and I blank fell.
And I nearly fell.
Right. Would you ever say I like to?
Like to have fallen.
All right. Mm-hmm. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready soon, you might say, I'll be with you
in a minute.
All right.
Or presently.
All right. If you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, how
far is it?
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing out something to somebody, you'd say, you want him to turn around, you say,
look over there.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
And, well, this is just parts of the body, so we'll go very quickly. This part of your head is your
forehead.
And this
forehead, you would, some people might say.
What do you say, though?
I'd say forehead.
I say forehead, too. And then this stuff is your
hair.
And a man would grow a
beard.
And this is your
ear.
Which one?
My left one, that's your right. Your right one, yeah.
Right what?
Right ear.
And this is my?
Left ear.
Okay. And this is your?
Mouth.
And you wear a tie around your?
Neck.
And you got a chicken bone stuck in your?
Throat.
What do you call the place on the front of the neck that sticks out?
Adam's apple.
Okay.
Goozle.
Is that the same as the Adam's apple?
I thought so.
Okay. And you have the dentist look at your
teeth,
and he puts a filling in one
tooth,
and the flesh around the teeth
is your gums,
and you could hold the baby bird in the
palm of your hand,
and you have two
hands,
and you make a
tight fist,
and you have two
fists,
mm-hmm. And any place where you bend would be a
joint,
mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his or you'd say he has a
broad shouldered.
Yeah. So these are his
shoulders.
But then this, the front part is his
chest.
Okay.
Broad chested.
Yeah. And then the this is your,
that's your calf.
Well, the whole thing.
Oh, that's your leg.
And then this is a
foot.
And you have two
feet.
And the front part that bruises easily
is your shin.
And if you get down like this, you're getting down on your,
on your haunches. You're squatting down.
Yes, that's what I say too, on your haunches. Do you ever say on your hunkers?
No.
A hunker down? Okay. If somebody had been sick for a while, he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
pale.
Or? Peaked?
Peaked, colorless.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if somebody can lift heavy weights, you say he's big and
strong.
Anything else?
Has a lot of muscle.
Do you ever say stout for strong?
No, stout means fat as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, yeah, that's my usage too. Would you ever say stout for butter that was turning bad?
Rancid.
But
no.
Not stout.
No.
Stout taste, okay. A person easy to get along with is very
good natured.
Anything else? Would you use that about an animal too? Would it be good natured?
I believe so.
All right. A boy who can't walk through the room without falling over the furniture is
clumsy.
Okay. A person who keeps doing things that don't make any sense, he's a plain
fool.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is there anything wrong with calling a person a fool?
Well, it's not the best term. I don't think it's a complimentary term, but, and some people might be